Good morning, everyone. The presence of God is here. Hallelujah. And I'm so excited about what He is about to do among us, what He is doing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel like in the crusade campaign in Africa. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I got to preach today. Hallelujah. Woo! You are in trouble. You are in trouble. Oh, Jesus. Ah, my. I got to preach today. Hallelujah. Excuse me if you're here. You're here for the first time today. I got a little bit excited when I preach in because I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love God. And I know, His joy is just contagious. So rejoice with me today. Okay, I am going to carry on with what I've been preaching for the past few days, a few Sundays I preach here. So I know Andrew's going to be looking at me. Andrew loves to preach about the kingdom of God. Amen. So, but we've been looking at something called, Kingdom Dynamic. Kingdom Dynamic. And we've seen something like, series, if I call it, was fire and passion for the gospel. Fire and passion for the gospel. We've got to be on fire for the gospel, because the gospel of Christ is the power, of God to save, to deliver, to heal, to bring God's salvation. Amen. And if you remember, we talked about Luke chapter 10, and when Jesus sent those 70, some translation says 72 disciples out, and they came back rejoicing. Even the demons, they said, are subjected to us in your name. They said, and they were rejoicing. Second time I preach, we've seen something like the gospel of transformation. God is still changing life. Hallelujah. God is still changing lives. Jesus, the Bible says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when we take the gospel of Christ, we must take that gospel with conviction that something has to happen when we preach, when we talk about Christ, when we witness to Christ. And we also talk about the fact that we are in days where, we must reach out. We must preach the gospel. We must reach out to our communities. We must reach out to our neighbors, our families. We must reach out. We must not be silent. We must not. Hallelujah. Jesus did not expect you to be silent. Do you agree with me? Now, if you agree with me, say to your neighbor, Jesus did not expect you to be silent. Say it to somebody. Go on. Look at them in the eyes and tell them. Now you're going to tell them, you must share the good news of the gospel. You must share the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll say to somebody, you must preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. So today, the last one, declaring the good news of God. Declaring the good news of God. When you believe in God, but don't share your faith. When you believe in Jesus, but don't share your faith. I'm going to start by reading this passage for us, the Great Commission in Matthew 28, let's read it from verse 18. The Bible says, Jesus says, all authority, now the Amplified Version, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Amen. All authority, all power, absolute rule have been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now, there is a second one. I love this verse. Acts 1, verse 8, the Bible says, but you shall receive power. You shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end, the very bounds of the earth. You shall be my witnesses when the Holy Ghost, when the power of God comes upon you. Hallelujah. I love that because, you know, the implication of that is that, you know, we are not called, or we have not been sent just like that to be like puppets among them. No, we have been sent with his power, hallelujah, to demonstrate Jesus himself. To demonstrate God. You see, a few moments ago when before coming here, I was praying from Jesus' prayer in John 17. He prayed this. Jesus prayed this. You know, Father, I pray that, you know, for even for everyone, all those who will believe in their word and receive me, I pray that there may be one, but not only one. There may be one in me as I am in you, and you in me. There may be one. We are one with God. Hallelujah. So I was praying that, I said, Lord, I want to be one with you right now. I want to be one with you. So when we are sent with the power, but with the revelation and the knowledge that we are one, and we can manifest his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Christian life is one of supernatural supernatural. You know, we are not called to live a secular life. You know, there is a problem now, even in the church, even the message, the teaching that is being preached from even, you know, churches or church pulpits, you know, has sometimes become so diluted, so secular, based on the wisdom of this world. Hallelujah. Where there is no power, there's no substance. Amen. And, you know, the results of that is that, you know, the church is losing his power. The church is losing his potence. You know, it shall not be like that. No. We are to live in the power of God, to demonstrate the wisdom, even the wisdom of God, the counsel of God. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, we must go with the power, the understanding that, wow, something must happen, something must change. Amen. It is so important. Let's live the wisdom of this world. The Bible says in Romans 12, he said, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after the, and adapted to its external, superficial custom. That's what the Bible says. We are not to be politically correct. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are to be biblically correct. Amen. I said it. But be transformed, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by the new ideas, its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. That is our Bible. You know, so we cannot be preaching the wisdom of this world. We cannot. We must be preaching the wisdom of the Bible. We have a rabbi here. We must be preaching the wisdom of God without fear. Without fear, because God is with us. Hallelujah. Yesterday, last year, when I went to bury my father, I met with some ministers, and I, you know, called one of them yesterday, and we were talking, and he was reminded me how powerful it was when we were together there at the funeral, and the impacts that had until today. So we must not be conformed with the wisdom of this age. You know, say, I am a world changer. I have the power of God in me. Hallelujah. Say that. Say that to yourself. I have the power of God in me. So we've heard the Great Commission. Jesus said, go and preach. He called the 72 or the 70 and said, go and do the thing that you've seen me do. Go and take the kingdom of God with you. And he said, go and preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is here. So you see, the preaching and the proclamation of the kingdom has always been, or outreach, let me put it in our context. Outreach has been always been at the forefront of Jesus' ministry. Yes. Yes. Jesus has always operated like that. He said, the Bible says in Matthew 4, 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach, crying out, repent, change your mind for the better. Heartily, amend your ways with adherence of your past sin, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Luke 4:18-19. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has anointed me the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as deliverance those who are oppressed, who are bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamities, to proclaim the acceptable and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favor of God profusely abound. Hallelujah. Jesus' primary ministry has been to reach out to the lost, to proclaim the good news, to, you know, evangelize, if I can use those terms. So as the Church of Christ today, I believe we must be doing the same thing. Only few people are convinced. I believe we must be doing the same thing. We must reach out. We must proclaim the kingdom of God. We must preach the good news of the gospel. We must reach out to our neighbors, to our families, to our friends. You know, remember, the Bible says, you know, but how would they hear about the goodness of God if there's no one preaching to them? We must reach out. We must reach out. We must reach out. But there's a problem in the church today, and I believe in the church we can find, you know, we are so content. We are so, you know, and we can find three type of Christian today. Those, probably the first one, are those who are, who I call natural evangelists. And then there are also those one who are hesitant evangelists, and the third category, the non-evangelists. So let's dig into one into those three aspects one by one. So, believers' tendencies to evangelism, our penchant to evangelism. So, the number one, the first one, natural evangelist. So, these are the group of people or Christian disciples that have no difficulties at all to preach the good news, to reach out, to talk about Jesus. I know somebody, you know, that Jesus is on their lips every time, and they know how to, you know, kind of you convey the message with grace, but also with power and conviction. You know, they have no trouble at all. So if you are one of those people, hallelujah, carry on with the power and fire and passion of God doing that ministry. Hallelujah, because it is so important. The natural evangelist. Now, the second category here is those who I call hesitant evangelists. So, they look for opportunities, but when the opportunities come, they hesitate to, you know, to share, to talk. I remember when I became Christian, I was, I'm still full of fire for him. You know, but I love outreach. But it was difficult for me to engage in a conversation, especially when it comes to, you know, Jesus or God, the things of the Bible. So, but I would kind of try to connect, you know, and then, you know, easily a kind of, you know, a change direction very quickly, because I fall short. I used to fall short of how or what to say or how to convince them. So, but I would eagerly, you know, go and look for opportunity. But it was difficult for me to do the second part. Hesitant evangelist. So, if you are hesitant evangelist, what must you do? What can you do? Remember, Jesus says something. When he sent his disciples, he sent them two by two. When he sent his disciple, he sent them two by two. So if you are hesitant evangelist, one thing that you can do is to associate yourself with somebody who is on fire, who has, you know, the facility to talk. If you are hesitant evangelist, look for, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. You know, on your seat, you must have this. This card is something that we produce. Martin produced this. So these are little invitation cards. Very simple. You can invite somebody to church. You can just give this out to somebody. So if you are hesitant evangelist, so what should you do? Learn your testimony. Learn it. Learn and know your testimony. And you can share. Learn and know your testimony and learn to share it in few minutes. This also apply to you if you are a non-evangelist. So we come to non-evangelists. So these are the people, they have, you know, they find it very difficult to share their faith. It's a no-go zone. Don't ask me to evangelize. don't ask me to share Jesus with. I prefer to pray. I prefer to do everything. Let me get involved in every other aspect, area of ministry, service in church or whatever it is. But don't ask me to share my faith. So if you are somebody like that, what can you do? You can invite people to church. You can invite people to, events, Christian events.
You could reinvent yourself.
You could reinvent yourself, he said. So you could. You can do that. And we produce this for you, so it's very easy. You know, you're out on the bus, shopping, you know. You've got one of these in your, intentionally put one of these in your bag. Somewhere where it could be very easy for you to pick up, to take it. Invite somebody. Create some opportunity for people to hear the good news of the gospel. So how do you do that? You know, where I remember when I was in London, we used to do this. Every birthday is an occasion to reach out to somebody. So we kind of create a party at home. My birthday party become an event for people to hear the good news. We share testimony. Somebody share their testimony, and then people are saved at home. Very, very simple. We can do those things. Amen? Can we do those things? Very, very easy. So, create the opportunity for people to hear the good news of the gospel. Okay? But why must we do that? Why must we do that? Why? Why is he so important? Why was he so important for Jesus? I finish. Why was this so important for Jesus? That the preaching of the kingdom was at the forefront of his ministry. The reaching out to the lost, because heaven is real. But hell is real too. Amen. Heaven is real, but sadly, hell is real too. But one thing that we know is God, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, so that whoever believes in him must not perish but have the everlasting life. Hallelujah. God did not send his son to judge the world. No. But by through him that everyone must be saved. Hallelujah. That's God's heart. So it is so important for us to share the good news of the gospel. So heaven is real, but hell is real too. We must share the good news. And it is also Jesus' command. Jesus command us in Matthew 28, as we've seen. Go and preach the gospel. Go and make everyone disciples of mine, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Number three, Jesus is the only way. There's so many gospel out there. But Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah. There's no other gospel. The only one, the gospel of salvation, is the one of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is life. Hallelujah. So everyone who calls upon his name shall be saved. Amen. Time has gone. But I want to encourage us here that, let's use every opportunity that we have to reach out to somebody. Because the time we are in, the time we are living in, are so bad. So bad. So many gospel out there. Hallelujah. But the gospel of the good news must be preached. They must know that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. Perhaps you are online. Perhaps you are here and you want to say yes to Jesus today. Perhaps you are asking yourself, what is hell? What is heaven? How does it affect my life? How does it affect me? Perhaps you are here and you have never felt in your hearts that deep love that the Father has for you. Today is the day where He wants to reveal Himself to you. Jesus is saying, come to me, my son. Come to me. Come and receive my love. So, Father, I want to thank you and bless your name. Lord, I want to pray for your people right now, for those who are natural evangelists, those who can share your good news with ease. But also I want to pray for those who hesitate, those who doesn't know how to reach out. Father, I want to pray for the boldness of your spirit. Lord, you say you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come. Let your Holy Spirit come upon us right now in the name of Jesus. Give every single one of us the boldness to carry your good news to the next person we'll see. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.